Foreign Language Learner Podcast.
Good day, everyone. This is Cauê Bertolino, and welcome to Living with the COVID-19 Pandemic Podcast. I'm a second-year undergraduate doing my Bachelor's of Translation Studies at UNESP BUC, and I'm here with you today to talk a bit about some of the mental health struggles we have been going through during these bleak and sober and endless days of pandemic. But this time, through the perspective of an introvert, which is an issue that hasn't been delved into over much in this extrovert-oriented society we live in. I mean, I'm an introvert par excellence, so I guess I can speak on behalf of many other introverted people who see the world through the same lens as I do. Well, early on in the pandemic, there was some speculation during the rounds that introverts more have an edge in keeping loneliness at bay. And it is common knowledge that our well-being is believed to rely much less on social interaction than our extroverted counterparts. And I'd say that is true up to an extent. At that time though, I mean, in the beginning of the pandemic, when people started discussing its psychological effects on people, there was very little data to support the assertion. It was all based on speculation and personal experience. I can speak for myself that in the very beginning, when all hell had just started to break loose, I was feeling fairly content with my more than usual solitary lifestyle, so to speak. But what now? How are we coping now after, I don't know, how many months of quarantine and total lack of human contact? Are we still comfortable with this? In all honesty, I haven't the faintest idea. Maybe? Well, according to a study based on data, I mean, this time based on data, which was collected over several months and carried out in the University of Bern in Switzerland, yeah, introversion could indeed be beneficial to help stave off loneliness, which does not surprise me at all. But pay attention, life's not a bed of roses, so this study also points out that this trait alone is not enough to provide protection. We also have to make use of some other strategies to regulate our emotions alongside. So, introverts, I'm sorry to break it to you like that, but you're not 100% safe. Never. Well, some of these strategies include doing your best to help other people feel better. But you might be thinking out, I'm an introvert, how am I gonna help other people feel better if I don't like being around people? I don't know, mate, do with what you have. Help your next of kin, your pet, I don't know. Just get off your backside and do something. Another one, if you're one of those who likes to fan the flames on negative feelings, like me, stop it right now. Well, just to let you know, I failed this one miserably. I simply love being pessimistic. It's deeply ingrained in my psyche, it's part of me. Deal with it. Well, all in all, being an extrovert, or a wallflower like me, is far from being the only factor that affects our ability to cope with life's adversities. There's much more to it than meets the eye, and that is a problem. We have to take responsibility for our actions and do things in a different fashion if needs be. But man, all I wanted was someone else to put the blame on. Am I asking for too much? Now, I guess so. Let's at least try and give it a go, see what happens. Okay, so I guess that's all we have time for today. Thanks for listening. Ciao.
Thanks for listening to the Foreign Language Learner Podcast. And thanks to UNESP's International Relations Office and Undergraduate Studies Provost, PODBILC, PAPERC, and Teletandem Laboratory for supporting this initiative.